Welcome to this service that marks the acquisition of this house and gardens by the City of Leeds 100 years ago.
At that time, provision was made that annually, around that date, a service of Holy Communion according to the rites of the Church of England was to take place. For almost 100 years, the parish of St Mary Whitkirk, in which the house and grounds are located, has offered that Holy Eucharist. The service today uses some of the words used at a service of dedication held on the 19th of September 1922.
On behalf of the city, I welcome the Earl of Halifax, whose grandfather was the last person to hold the house and estate in private ownership, together with representatives of our city, among them Lord Mayor of Leeds, Councillor Bob Gettings, and the Lady Mayoress, Councillor Leslie Gettings, Ed Anderson, West Yorkshire's Lord Lieutenant, the Bishop of Leeds, invited guests, and members of this parish and community.
Now, at the end of the service, if you should wish to, please do stay for refreshments in the Great Hall. We look forward to spending some time together there. But you might also like to know that to mark this occasion, a tree has been planted to mark this significant date. Now, there's quite a lot of trees in Temple Newton, so you'll be wondering where. It's just down there. We will gladly send you in that direction should you wish to see that tree that's been planted as a symbol, of course, of the hope for the next 100 years.
Thank you. the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
As those who know the generosity of God, let us confess our sins, especially the ways in which we take his good gifts for granted. Consider the birds of the air. They do not sow or gather into barns, yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil nor spin. Yet even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
How little faith we have. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon and forgiveness for all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Of this house and grounds. We praise you for the many blessings you have given over the last 100 years to those who have encountered you here. We pray that all who seek you in this place may find you, and being filled with the Holy Spirit may become acceptable to you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Deuteronomy. So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require? Only to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his decrees that I am commanding you today for your own well-being. Although heaven and the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord your God, the earth with all that is in it, yet the Lord set his heart in love on your ancestors alone, and chose you, their descendants after, out of all the people, as it is today. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord, your God. Him alone you shall worship, to him you shall hold fast, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt, 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ephesians. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, for you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God. But upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone, in him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And that your joy may be complete.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands, so that you may love one another. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Sees more live music than any of us. And he's a great expert on Bob Dylan. Now that's a challenge for over coffee. You'll be able to quiz him. But I remember doing a documentary some years ago on Bob Dylan for Radio 2. And one of the songs that was at the heart of it was "The Times They Are A-Changing." Most of you will know it, yeah? If you don't, you really need help, because you've been asleep during the last 50 years. The times, they are changing. And what Dylan does in this song is recognise that we live for the instant, for the now. We think now is the ultimate, but actually everything keeps rolling on, doesn't it? We try to keep something static, you know, to almost stick them in the freezer, so nothing will change. We even sometimes talk in the church or sing hymns that talk about God not changing, when the evidence of Scripture is that if you don't change, you're dead. Because everything alive changes. And one of the great things about celebrating today in this context is that all around us we see how times have changed. I mean, they used to wear weird clothes. We wouldn't do that now, would we? But the times, they change. And as you look around the pictures in this gallery, and I must come back and do this properly sometime, we see that they represent the lives, the emotions, the perceptions of people at a particular time in history when they didn't know what was coming next. You know, who of the people who painted these paintings knew that in the 20th century, when so much technology would have advanced, we'd also develop the technology to slaughter 6 million people in Europe? After the Enlightenment, I've got a friend who's going off to Vienna soon. And I said to her, the one thing you must do in Vienna, and do it at night, and hope that it's raining and it's cold, is go to the Judenplatz, the Jewish square. And what you'll find, Freud had his office just at the end of it.
There's the Rachel White Reed monument to the Holocaust. And it's like a cast taken from inside a library with the books pointing out. And that resonates with the burning of the books as well in Berlin. And then about 30 yards towards the other end of the square, there's the statue of Lessing.
And Lessing changed the way Enlightenment education was carried out. It was enlightened. It was about the nobility and dignity of human beings. And yet, within a generation or two, it had gone from that to the Holocaust. The times, they change, but nothing can be assumed or taken for granted. Real history, I put to you, is quite complicated. But one of the things that runs through the readings we've had today, and probably through the music as well, is that we need to have a better developed, longer-term understanding of time and of what we do now in the present and how it feeds the future. Because the Christian vocation that lies at the heart of this service has not changed. Did you notice in the Old Testament reading, nearly 3,000 years old, that the call of God's people has always been to fear the Lord your God, that is to recognise accountability to God that goes beyond the immediate and the expedient, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his decrees that I am commanding you today for your own well-being. And that's plural. It's not you as an individual. It's for you as a community. And what does that look like? Well, it means loving and enshrining justice in the way you order your society. Go back to this time when the Israelites were being liberated from 400 years in captivity in Egypt. 400 years. You know, we read over it in a verse. It's 400 years. Can you imagine if you were born at the beginning of that exile, you would have a memory of your freedom before. So you'd have a hope that that might be restored. This isn't going to last for long or forever. If you were born towards the end, as things are beginning to come to a head, you might have a vision, a hope for what might come next, the resolution of this exile and conflict. But what if you were born 200 years into it, and you didn't know how long it was going to last, and you have your children, and they're going to grow up in the place of exile, singing the songs of the alien empire, while you're trying to remind them of the story of God and his cry for justice and for peace, for mercy and for love. Can you imagine? And your children, their children, and their children, their children, their children, their children, their children are still going to be living in captivity. Do you know, I'm not very good on, I struggle to remain, to remember details of dates. And I swatted up on the history of Temple Newsom. And I kept getting confused about who had executed whom and for what reasons. Who had built the house, handed the house on, how which queen or king had claimed Temple Newsom. You know, it all gets a bit confusing, doesn't it? Unless you're a historian. But then I alighted on the name Capability Brown. And Capability Brown, who landscaped Temple Newsom 300 years ago,
has always been a bit of a role model for me. I wish I could say it was the hairstyle, but I had to give up on that a while ago. It was the fact that when Capability Brown laid out the gardens and designed them, he knew he would never see them. Because some trees would take 30 or 40 years to grow, wouldn't they? Some would, you know, what he designed would not be properly seen, maybe for a century. But he didn't say, well, I'm not going to start because I'll never see the completed version. He planned them knowing that he would never see them, but other people would. Now, in a culture in which we live, which wants immediate gratification, wants to see results now, how do we develop a perspective that allows us to live now in the light of what has brought us here, but in a way that gives credibility and viability for the next century or centuries to come? It's a different way of thinking, isn't it? But that thinking is at the heart of these scriptures. We must have a vision for how our society should be. We should have a strategy for getting there. That's the plumbing. How do we get from here to there? And what should it look like when we're there? And how do we trust one another to do our bit now, but in the light of what might come? What would it look like in 100 years' time? And Leeds City Council has had this building and these premises for 100 years, 1922, just after the First World War. What would it look like in 100 years' time if we were in a society that loved justice, that enshrined mercy, that valued love, and that measured people's value not by what they have in their bank balance, or by their beauty, or by their achievement? This is what our Old Testament reading said. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers. Our society may change. Our political moods may change. That does not change. He loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Never forget that once you had nothing, that life is fragile, it can turn like that. When I was in the House of Lords a couple of weeks ago for the tributes to our late Queen, I just pointed out, and I have to say it was the shortest speech of all of them over 2 days. So be proud of the Bishop of Leeds for doing that. I'm being longer this morning, but I will come into land in a moment. But I pointed out, because a lot of people in the House don't recognise this, that when the Queen reads the government speech, you know, the Queen's speech, or the King, now the King's speech, she sat on the throne just in front of where the bishops sit. And she would read her speech to the three legs of our democracy, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. And they do all their work in the name of Her Majesty, now His Majesty. But the Queen reads the speech in the name of God, because even the Queen recognised that she was accountable. And as she looked up, she would see, holding the roof on and the windows apart, the statues of the barons of Magna Carta. And in that building, you inhabit our constitution, which says that everybody is accountable, including the monarch. That is what it is talking about here. That when we recognise our accountability to God, then maybe we behave better as a society, because we cannot escape the things that we are told about how God is, and God wants to see his character reflected in the ordering of our community. So we may come here and think, nice pictures. We may come here and think, nice building. Yeah, we like old, don't we? We've got a lot of it. We want to laugh. Bring Americans, you know, for whom 100 years ago was ancient. I once had an Australian woman came to stay with me when I was Bishop of Croydon, with me and my wife and her husband, and she drove me up the wall. Because she was, all the time, she'd be going, is that old? And I took her to a very old pub in a place called Betchworth, where they filmed the first wedding and first in Four Weddings and a Funeral. And she went around this old pub pointing at things, going, is that old? Is that original? Is that original? In the end, I took her outside and say, someone's going to kill you in a minute, which would be original. I said, even if it's made of plastic, it's original. But she had no concept. We like old. But it's only valuable if we learn that old was once new, that the times, they change, but that the call of God does not. And we are accountable for how we live that out in our own lives and that of our society. Let's be like Capability Brown and take a long-term view of what we build today, even if we get no benefit from it. We do it for the generations to come. May God bless us as we rise to that challenge and that task. Amen.
Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Let us pray. As we celebrate 100 years of public ownership of this house and grounds, we thank you for the beauty we find around us here, that created by the skilled hands of the craftspeople of the past, and that which comes from the wonders of your natural world. We thank you for the rich heritage of this place. Bless all who seek to uncover and share the past with others, particularly the historians, curators, conservators, and tour guides who work on this estate. May all who come to learn and explore be enriched by the knowledge of our past, learning from the mistakes and triumphs of our forebears. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus, you abide with us. We pray for all who live in our cities, for families, friends, and communities, for people of all faiths and none, for those whom we love and those who we find challenging, for the young and the elderly, for families and those who are alone. Holy Spirit, guide us in our dealings with one another, that our interactions might be inspired by your love and lead us to flourish in our lives together. Lord, in your mercy. God of gods and Lord of lords, you are not partial and take no bribes. You execute justice for the orphan and the widow, and love strangers, providing them with food and clothing. We pray for all those elected to govern our city, and all with responsibility for preventing poverty, homelessness, and starvation. Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice, honesty, and truth. Let your love be manifest in their works, and may the decisions they make be always for the common good. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for everyone who works in our city, those who labour with their hands and those who labour with their minds. Grant to all a fair wage for their labour and hold to account those who exploit others. God of love, richly bless all who take seriously your call to love one another as you first loved us. We pray for those who work selflessly for the needs of others, for the police, fire, and ambulance services, for all medical staff in hospitals, surgeries, and elsewhere, for carers both professional and unpaid, for all who work in the charity sector. Let your favour be upon them, and prosper for them the work of their hands. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, who formed the earth and all within it, we pray for the world, for peace between peoples and nations. We pray for the honouring of human rights and the relief of the oppressed, holding before you particularly this week the peoples of Ukraine, Russia, and Iran. We pray too for the refugees and asylum seekers in our city, those who, like the Israelites in Egypt, have fled famine, war, or persecution at home. Bless them, Lord, with good things, and forgive and correct us when our hearts harden towards them. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are in need across our city, for the sick, sorrowful, and bereaved. Great physician, stretch out your hand to bring comfort, wholeness, and peace to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Fill us with compassion that we may be channels to bring your healing love to those who need it most. We give thanks for the healing provided in this place, both historically when it was a hospital in the First World War, and for the ongoing healing and wholeness provided by the outdoor space we enjoy. We ask that all who visit may continue to find this a place of refreshment for their minds and their bodies long into the future. Lord, in your mercy. You turn us back to dust and say, "Turn back, you mortals." 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past. We remember before you all who have lived and worked on this estate over the past 1,000 years and beyond, from great lords and ladies to servants, farmers and miners, together with all the people of this city, past and present. Teach us to count our own days, that we may gain a wise heart. May all our days be spent abiding in your love, so that we might be citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, both in this life and the next. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Assist us mercifully, O Lord, in these our supplications and prayers, and dispose the way of thy servants towards the attainment of everlasting salvation, that among all the changes and chances of this mortal life, they may be ever defended by thy most gracious and ready help. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace to this house from God our Heavenly Father. Peace to this house from his Son, who is our peace. Peace to this house from the Holy Spirit, the life giver. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven.
Amen.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise, Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. And now we give you thanks for your blessing on this house of prayer, where through your grace we offer you the sacrifice of praise and are built by your Spirit into a temple made without hands, even the body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. God's holy gifts for God's holy people.
Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
So let us pray. God our Father,
whose Son, the light of the faith, has come from heaven to deliver the world from the darkness of sinners, let these holy mysteries open the eyes of our understanding, that we may know the way of life and walk in it without stumbling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I suggest we vaguely look in the direction of the tree. Almighty God, without you nothing is strong, nothing is holy. From the birth of creation, your breath, the breath of life, has been in all living things. We pray you will bless the tree we have planted, that it may be a sign of our thanksgiving for the 100 years this house and estate have been in public ownership. May the tree take root in the soil, draw from it water and nutrients, that it may grow and blossom, bringing beauty in flower and leaf, offering shelter to birds and insects, and enriching this place with its presence and life. May it speak to all who see it in the power of the life of the world, revealed in and through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.